Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This there's so many ways to talk about this story. And my challenge is, how do you not sound creepy?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
How do you not sound creepy talking about this story? So I think I'll just read it. And not make up any headlines of my own, which would, I know, sound creepy.
Maybe refer to, refrain from saying nice.
All right. I'll let you say that. You're the expert.
Okay, great.
But here is the headline of the story as it reads, Denise Richards has now joined her daughter, Sammy, on OnlyFans.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I'm kidding. Draw your own conclusions, kids.
Oh, come on.
Make your own fantasies, kids.
What is this saying? If you can't beat them, join them?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting term.
Well, there's nothing that could be.
No, that is. Vicky's right. You hit that right on the head.
I mean, I know it was a couple of days ago, Charlie Sheen finally, he came out and said, okay, I'm not so mad at my daughter anymore. Like, he's, like, trying to be more supportive. Because I think at first he was just like, he got knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
Choice of phrasing.
Yeah, for sure.
It was just like, no, this ain't cool. And now he's like, okay, I'm supportive of my daughter doing OnlyFans. So now mom just said, screw it. Not only am I supportive of her, I'm also doing it.
I don't know when she decided to make this decision, and I wondered if it was going to be to basically to go, F you, Charlie, I'll show you, I'll be the better parent.
I wish she would have made that decision 20 years ago, man. That would have been sweet. Younger Steve would have been really excited about this news.
Well, older BJ, which is probably not a
woman. Whoa!
Yeah, that's it. But, I mean, older BJ still is very, very happy that Denise has decided to
make
this
subscribe?
Move. Well, no, it's $25 a month, dude. Come on. I mean, we're in
a
we're almost in a recession over here. Come on.
What is she giving us for $25 a month?
Well, here's the thing. She posted a preview on Instagram where she's asking her over 1 million followers to, pay $25 a month, where she's just walking into the ocean in a white dress. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen this preview, so I don't know. You know, sometimes when you wear white and all of a sudden, it's like a wet t-shirt contest. I have no idea.
That's probably what. Hey, you want to see me coming out of the ocean?
Yeah.
You need to subscribe for $25 a month, which I just looked and saw.
Yeah.
It's $5 more than her daughter. So that's cool. Like, she's like, I'm going to do it, but I'm worth more than you, daughter.
I mean, she does have at least some more fame than Sammy, Sammy may have youth, but Denise has fame.
They're probably not going to do like a buy one, get one free kind of a thing. They're going to probably keep themselves distant.
As far as I know, they're not. But, look, why wouldn't they do a crossover thing if it can generate more people? I'm just saying, why wouldn't they do that if they're trying to make money? And I don't know what they're doing on Instagram. I'm assuming it's not anything super untoward. I don't know. Has Sammy been doing some nudes? I have no idea.
You mean doing on OnlyFans? You said
OnlyFans. On OnlyFans, yes.
They're probably just tasteful pictures. I mean, not everyone goes down the nudity route.
Yeah, well, so what if there's a special appearance? Hey, next time on OnlyFans, a special appearance by my mom.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound right.
Oh, really? Do you know how many people are into double C? I'm not doing things to each other. It's just there are people that are into double C.
The calf cow. You could say that.
I was trying not to be creepy. I thought I'd let you say that.
Double C.
What are you even talking about?
I'm tracking with him, Rev.
Steve knew what was up because Steve already thought about it. I know Steve's mind.
I know, dude. I don't think that. I know they're not going to do anything raunchy with each other, but they probably don't want to be like, hey, my daughter's making an appearance on my OnlyFans just because it sounds strange.
It may sound strange to you because you're not paying $25 a month, but if somebody's willing to pay either one of them $25 a month, feel I know a little bit about humanity. I don't think they would be unhappy and maybe even would drum up more sales.
Wrong. Like, Denise Richards, she did two good movies in the 90s. And when I say good, I mean good for teenage me. Starship Troopers, which was badass.
Oh, I forgot about that,
And then Wild Things.
Wild Things, yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and so I just feel that maybe, because maybe if she kisses Neve Campbell in an OnlyFans, you might get me that $25 for 1 month. But beyond that, I mean, she hasn't done enough stuff for me to give a crap about her.
Well, dude, I'm trying to find other movies just to kind of be like, no, she also did this, right? But boy, am I having a tough time.
No, her movie list is bad.
I don't think it has anything to do with her movie quality. Just because, I mean, take a look at the Kardashians. They had done nothing except one movie, which, of course, was the Ray J movie.
But, Rev, she was in The Adventures of Dally and Spanky.
Come on, what about that movie, Rev? That's worth $25.
It's
bucks
the story
a
of a horse and a dog.
Okay, well, I don't want to see that on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay $25.
Oh, she was in Money Plane. None of you guys saw that. It featured WWE superstar Edge, and I really enjoyed it.
Wasn't she on Playboy back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Honestly.
And yeah. I thought she was in that old football movie, Necessary Roughness, but that was Kathy Ireland.
So yes.
If Kathy Ireland did an OnlyFans, I think I'd be in on that.
Oh, really?
Well, oh, man, that's a whole other question of, like, who from your growing up would you, like... if OnlyFans existed back then, who would you be plunking down money for? So it's Kathy Ireland for you, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, so you
one.
Would. 25 bone for you for Kathy Ireland.
For
all right, well, I can't argue.
For at least 1 month.
I can't argue with that. Kathy Ireland, I also shared your enthusiasm for.
Drew Barrymore. I'd give her 3 months, too.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
3 months. Did the full 3 month subscription there.
Yeah.
Well, 90 days.
Discounted.
Days. Oh, yeah, you're right. They do that.
Yeah. Again, I don't argue with Drew Barrymore. That's fine. Of
also
course, I'm
Playboy, right?
Did she do a Playboy show?
She
did do Playboy because I remember her godfather, Steven Spielberg, and when she did that, he sent her a blanket and told her to cover up.
Yeah. 1995.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I forgot that about Drew Barrymore. And I forgot Denise Richards also did a Playboy appearance. Well, then what if, seriously, if you're Charlie Sheen, at least Denise Richards was supportive. I mean, you can't be mad at Sam yet, because I totally forgot about Denise Richards. So at least Denise was cool. But like, Charlie, your wife did Playboy. You're an idiot. I mean, your daughter so far might be the smartest of the two of you,
well,
at least.
I mean, that's a weird argument, because it's a big difference between daughter and wife. I mean, I think dads, probably a lot of dads don't have that attitude of being like, okay, I'm cool with my daughter possibly posting naked pictures online.
I'd not necessarily be cool, but there's no way I would come out and chastise her if I know the family lineage. Like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Like, if Sarah did something like that, I am not going to come out and criticize her because I understand who her mother is. I understand who her father is. And I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise, let's just say.
But it's Charlie Sheen. This might be the most adult thing he's said in his entire life.
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them.
I mean, remember, the source is Charlie Sheen.
I agree.
I'm actually proud of him for taking some interest in making sure his daughter's going down the right path.
Yeah, after how many years how many years has this been? He's finally decided, hey, I'm gonna stop.
I have one speed, I have one gear. Go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be an idiot, and I'm gonna actually, and then my first chance to be a parent, I'm going to basically. Oh, yeah.
He's trying, BJ.
Right?
I've seen too many movies where the rebellious kid goes, where were you? You were never around for me. Go F yourself.
I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, I got tiger blood, man.
I didn't realize it was a tiger blood. Maybe your daughter. What's your daughter got? Like, cheetah blood? What's going on?
I expose people to magic. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives. And that's a gift, man.
My favorite line is just, I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll remember me for a lifetime. That is my favorite. I'm sorry, but if I was Charlie's friend, I'd be like, Charlie, are you really shocked by this?
Winning.
Yeah. And look, this is much better than her having a drug problem. So, I'm happy she went down the Denise road as opposed to the Charlie road.
Well,
anyway, Denise Richards has an OnlyFans page, just $25 a month, and you can watch her walk into the ocean. Don't know if she comes back out. I hope she comes back out just because, that's a way some people would go and decide, this is it. I'm going to go to the next realm of existence. So
that's dark kind of quick.
Jeez. I know, but that's what I'm hoping. She comes back out. I hope she comes back out is all I'm saying. No? Okay. Well, at least I wasn't creepy. Thank you.
I would have taken creepy.
Yeah. Oh, you're taking creepy? All right. Well, fine.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
That's exactly what I would say to you three right now. You just can't handle what goes on in his brain.
Truth.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.